Welcome to Smashing the Plateau. We help you get unstuck so you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth. I'm your host, David Schreiner Khan.
The biggest mistake entrepreneurs make is not making money in their business.
Today on episode 418 of Smashing the Plateau, I'm here with Brady Patterson, the COO of Success Road Academy. I'm going to ask Brady how collaborating can benefit solopreneurs, what it takes for a knowledgepreneur to generate cash, how to turn your promotional activities into paying clients, and much more. You can read a description of our discussion, information about Brady, including links and resources we mentioned in this episode, on our website at smashingtheplateau.com. We've produced over 400 episodes of plateau smashing discussions with top business leaders. We want to hear from you. Send me your questions and comments directly. That's david@smashingtheplateau.com. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. Please share this episode with friends and colleagues to help them smash the plateau. Now let's welcome Brady Patterson. Brady is the COO of Success Road Academy, one of the largest information marketing training centers in the world, with tons of online courses and hundreds of hours of training videos and audios. Success Road students have founded online training centers in almost any niche market, anything from overcoming anxiety, living a happy life, managing personal finances, being a great public speaker, weight loss, and other health programs, and many more. Brady, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Brady, why do you do what you do? What got you involved in Success Road Academy?
When I had my own personal coaching business a few years ago, and when I started looking at the things that were happening for me in my life, I was a solopreneur. I was struggling to, this roller coaster of like having clients and not having clients, and then all these ups and downs of like trying to figure out how I should, run all the different operations. And I just got stuck in the mire of my business and, trying to get it to go. And I met this fellow named Iman, and I seen him doing the things that I had always dreamed of doing. I saw him looking at, he was a coach, he was traveling the world, he was speaking on big stages. He's doing all these really cool things and living a great lifestyle and making a decent income in the process. And I looked at it and I was like, well, that's what I want, but there's something missing in my process flow, or something missing in my information. And so I started diving into his classes and his trainings and looking at what he was doing and trying to look at it as a way to model it for myself. And at one point I just had this kind of switch flick in my head. And I was like, I was asking myself this question, like, how do I make the biggest impact in the world? And for me, the longer I spent with Iman and the more time I spent around him, I was like, I need to get involved with what he's doing. I want to be part of this organization, because for me, that's the quickest, fastest, and most impactful path that I could choose in that moment.
So essentially, you saw that he had a need that you could fill.
Yes.
And you approached him about being more involved.
Yeah, we had started I started actually helping in his JV management as part of this, how we got to build the relationship. I was helping him, find joint ventures and put those deals together and structure everything. And it's something I really love to do. I loved connecting with people. And so that started off with me. We were talking about it. And then in December of last year, actually, when he was still doing the solopreneur thing, we had looked at it and he had called me up at about 10:30 one night, just said this, like, he was like, Brady, we need to talk. And that led to me stepping into this role now and running the entire company.
Wow. Wow. So you and Iman were both solopreneurs before you started working together.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and what was Iman's life like as a solopreneur before you guys created what you're now doing together?
Yes. Well, it always gets better, but at one point he was running 200 plus live events a year to fill his workshops and trainings. And for those of you that are listening that do that, the sheer amount of work that requires and how exhausting it can be. So for him, it was, he was having to do everything. He was passing off he's not doing his accounting or, legal documents. That's what we have lawyers and accountants for. But he was working like 80, 90 hours a week sometimes, just trying to get everything sorted out. And it didn't afford, it afforded him some lifestyle because he's structured his life in such a way that he works these three cycles. And well, the team does now, three cycles a year, where we work 17 weeks, and 18 weeks. And at the end of each cycle, well, the last 3 weeks of each cycle, we take off as holidays. That way we can do our travel. We can still live our lifestyle. So we work hard and play hard. And he was doing that before I got involved, but there was like, a scaling issue. We just couldn't move to the next level because he couldn't do everything by himself. He couldn't do all the talks. He couldn't do all the webinars. And so at the time when I got involved, he was doing all of it. You know, he's building this massive business network. He was expanding the business, but he just ran out of time and in the day.
Now, do you think that it's essential for solopreneurs to hook up with, let's say, collaborators? Because it may or may not be a formal partnership relationship, but in some way, building a team where there are multiple people involved in the organization, involved in delivering to your customers and clients in order to be able to generate consistent, stable revenue and have a balanced life.
Absolutely. I think before you move to the next level, before you jump, you have to be able to start pulling back from some of the things so you can allow creativity to flow, to allow your genius to come through. When all your time, your energy, your efforts are focused on just, you know, building the business, and there comes a point where you run out of time, energy, and effort, like you just don't have anymore. And so when you start building a team around you, and that doesn't have to be in person. I mean, it just happens to be that Iman and I live in the same city, or well, a city apart, but close enough. But we have team in the Philippines. We have team in Europe. We have team in the US. Like, we've scaled quite a bit. We went from 6 to 24 team members in the past 8 months. So it's expanded quite rapidly. And I think that the only way you can really grow it, scale your business substantially, is to really start to bring on new team members. Because like I said earlier, you just run out of all the resources that you have. You run out of time, you run out of energy, and it can be exhausting.
Right. Now, who is the ideal client for Success Road Academy? Who are they and what size is their business?
Great question. So we primarily work with coaches, consultants, speakers, and authors. And most of our audience is pretty diverse as far as where their company is at. We have the folks that are just starting out building their coaching or speaking or author, you know, consulting business. And then maybe, you know, they have a few customers, but they're struggling with that same thing of, you know, having them and then the roller coaster of getting clients and then losing them again. And we work on building the foundation of their marketing so that they can focus on the things, like I said, that they're genius at. So being able to do their brilliance and be able to have spaces to scale. So we look at courses, online courses and webinars as part of that, as the foundation of the marketing. And then that allows them to just be super focused. Now, on the other hand, we have people that have been in either they come to us already having a, you know, a six figure plus business, and we'll help them take it to the next level where, you know, like I know there's a couple of events that have happened, a couple of things that have taken place where somebody had a conversation. Well, Iman has a one-on-one portion of the business where he takes on 5 clients a year and coaches them through, you know, kind of what we're doing. And, you know, I know there's several times he's had conversations where that conversation has literally generated more than 100K in revenue the following day in an event. And so it's really made it really is a broad scope or a broad spectrum of people that come to us, whether they're just starting their business or whether they're really advanced. We can guide them in whatever part, as long as they fit into the kind of that knowledgepreneur space, the experts, you know, authors, speakers, consultants, coaches. That's where we can do the most amount of good.
Right. And those people, are they mostly single person businesses?
Predominantly, yes.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what it takes to generate consistent, stable revenue if you are a knowledgepreneur or a solopreneur, somebody who is a thought leader.
Mm-hmm. Well, the most important thing is you need to, like you said, generate cash flow. We need them to be making money. Iman said this to me about a year ago and maybe a year and a half ago, and it really landed really hard. He's like, the biggest mistake entrepreneurs make is not making money in their business. They focus too much on all the little details that aren't quite as important. Right? So they're focusing on working in the business rather than on it, right? So not expanding, not working on the systems. They're not generating revenue consistently. So That's why we focus on the courses, because the courses become an automated way to start generating income. And we use webinar funnels to sell those courses. So that way, and those can also be automated so that they can just continue to, you kind of flip the switch, make some agreements, or minimize the time that you're doing it, so that the entrepreneur, that this solopreneur can actually focus on revenue generation. So basically 70% of their time should be spent roughly focused on generating new revenue, new clients, new business. And, you know, 30% of the time should be focused on actually working in the business. So like building the new systems, learning the new information, because once you stray out of those realms, that's when you can get into that roller coaster of losing and gaining clients.
Wait, so just to clarify, 70% is focused on generating new business?
Yes, promotional activities.
Okay, so marketing.
Yes.
And 30% is actually in the delivery of your knowledge.
Absolutely.
Interesting ratio. And what methods of delivering the knowledge do you find most effective for creating consistent, stable revenue?
Well, we like online courses.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few pieces of that where it's, you know, we have the ones that are fully automated, they're just recorded. But we also do delivery via live course. So between the two pieces, because that's kind of our area of genius, we focus on the online course and the live online course. And we also have actually some in-person events where we bring people and we do some implementation style weekends where we focus on getting work done. But some of those happen online as well, but they're all based on teaching them some information and having them actually implement it in the moment.
And how much of that do you find is consistent with the methodology that people who are coaches and consultants are used to using?
I think it's very inconsistent with what they're used to using. There's the go do networking events and go do this and that. There's so many different pieces, but what I think what's missing is knowing when you're going to do what you're going to do, when you're going to generate the revenue, like knowing what your goal or your outcome is for the activities that you're doing. Because too many entrepreneurs that I've seen anyway, they are going to networking events without a clear goal. They don't know that they're there just to meet people because somebody told them they should go to events. Or they're like me when somebody said, when I started coaching, they were like, well, you're a coach, so you have to do talks. So I was doing talks, but I really didn't know what the outcome was of the talks. Like I didn't know what I was going to do. I mean, I had some basic ideas. I was there to try and generate some revenue, but it wasn't strategic in the long term. I wasn't building my email list as part of it. I wasn't, I was just like, I would go and talk somewhere and hope that I got a few clients out of it. And that's not what we teach our students. We're like, you guys need to focus. And when you go do a talk, your goal is to convert some revenue from the room and help as many people as you can in the process, and then collect every lead you can so that you can follow up with them and nurture them and make sure that you can help them, because a lot of those people will still need your help.
Right. So Brady, what's a story or example of somebody who's typical, who has this very cyclical kind of income, consulting, coaching, writing, speaking? Once you work with them, what kind of result can be seen? What's a good example of somebody like that?
Okay. I'll give you two and I'll make them brief because they'll highlight a couple different differences. So for someone that's more on the service end, where they're actually just, it's less about the knowledge and more about the guidance. We have a particular market research process that we take people through when they're building the system, like building these structures of the marketing. And just that market research purpose alone, if they just even used that and continued to do it over time and continue to learn more about their customers, they find that they can generate a lot more revenue. And a specific example would be a woman called Errol Gonsalves, who lives on Vancouver Island. And she had, when she first started with us, she had moved to a small town in Vancouver Island. To give you context, she's basically a type of yoga teacher, and does yoga coaching over online with yoga. And so she moved to this small town where every third building is a yoga studio, every fourth person is a yoga teacher. I mean, it was a really high competition, and it's a very small town. And what happened was she did the market research questions that we give them and started implementing these things. And she went and generated $27,000 in revenue from the first 8 weeks of the program, of like starting the program, and continued to do so over time. And now she is, I believe, the largest yoga studio in the town. And her business is completely I mean, she has the studio and that piece, but primarily her revenue comes from online. And then another piece of that is a fellow named Lucas Mattiello, who's a local here to Vancouver again. And he had his business called Level Up Living. He teaches people how to communicate with confidence. So he teaches people how to basically public speak. And that comes from him being having extreme anxiety. And when he first met Iman and got involved with Success Word Academy quite a few years ago now, he had, you know, he was just starting to get into this, overcoming his anxiety and moving to the next level with that. It's like how he was putting himself out there in a new way because he knew I overcame this and now I can do something with it, but I'm having trouble getting clients. And by running, he runs a course every month, a live course here in Vancouver. It's people come to him in person and he focuses on, like, he's built himself a great little income. And not even, that pretty downplays it. It's not a great little income. It's a great income by running these events once a month. And he focuses on delivering once a month and taking time off for himself immediately after. And then as soon as his time off is after or is done, he immediately jumps into, okay, how do I use the online courses, the talks, the webinars, podcast interviews. He starts using them to generate and fill the next events. And he books out months in advance. He fills out events quite far out. But every month he goes back to, okay, now it's time to get to that 70% lead generation. Let's focus on promoting the business so that I can fill future events.
And his main revenue source is the events.
That's correct.
Brady, what do you think are some of the biggest objections that cause fear among coaches and consultants and prevents them from really focusing on how to improve their business the way you did?
Well, probably the biggest one is the technology and marketing overwhelm. There's coming into an online world, there's a lot of different pieces of technology and things like that. And if you just open up the internet and you're browsing around and you're looking for stuff, there's so many choices and so many options that it's overwhelming. And so we find that it's the people that what they're struggling with the most a lot of times is number one, marketing is basically like learning a new language. There's so many elements to it and ins and outs. And the other piece is that technology. Those two things kind of sandwiched together really cause a lot of people to struggle. And they're also not sure if they're another big one is, especially for the expert base, there's that kind of like that imposter syndrome where people feel like they're not enough or they don't know enough. They don't know everything. And what, you know, that gets in a lot of people's way where they limit themselves because they think that, you know, somebody else can do it better or somebody else knows more than me. And so when they get exposed to new audiences, they're comparing themselves to other people. Right. And that becomes a major issue. And those are a couple of the biggest things that we see.
Mm. How did you overcome them?
That's a good question. For me, it's honestly, it's more about willpower. I have a really strong bit of willpower. And so when someone else would stand in front of me or I would see somebody, I might shrink at first. And, you know, I would see this person is standing at the front of the room and they're helping people this way. And they're teaching, because I went to a lot of talks. I would watch a lot of speakers. I would watch a lot of webinars. I would see these people and be like, oh, I can't do what they're doing. They're so much further ahead. And then I would just make a decision. Well, they might be further ahead right now, but all I have to do is put in some time and effort and I can catch or overtake them. Right. And that would be the easiest way for me to do it. So I would just set my mind to doing so.
Mm. Okay. So, mindset's really important.
Absolutely.
And have you found that there are any particular tools or resources that have been really helpful to you in having the right kind of mindset?
Oh yeah, there's a lot. So I don't normally share this, but I was a drug addict from the time I was 16 to 21, and mindset has been a big part of my life. Different tools, and I've done pretty much everything you can imagine when it comes to working on the mind, working on my mindset. So I'm a massive believer in personal developments. I'm a big believer in having your own coach. I'm a big believer in doing emotional work. So whether that's going to a hypnotherapist or a therapist, a counselor, a psychologist, anyone who can help your mindset and improve your mental state, I think is a massive help for the body, for the mind, for the spirit. And I think it doesn't have to be limited to those. There's all kinds of different modalities depending on what people are exposed to, right? There's energy work and it's such a deep topic. And the final piece is that I think is I really love the biohacking movement, where we focus on, you know, how our environments, how our food, how everything affects our biology. Food is a big one. I mean, most people don't understand the impact of food on the body. So when they're eating all kinds of junk and things like that, it affects how they think, it affects how they react with other people. And so that between those, working on the mind and the therapies and the different modalities, and coming back to that biohacking, that working on the body from different angles.
Fascinating. Yeah. So mindset is probably one of the most key elements to being able to flip the equation and the percentage of time that you spend working on building your business versus working in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mindset. And it helps too that my wife is a hypnotist and a dang good one.
I'll bet. Brady, whom do you know personally who's done a remarkable job at smashing the plateau?
You know, personally, I would say right now, the closest example to me is Iman. I mean, I saw him go from, you know, being an immigrant to Canada, starting his business networks, growing his operation, and watching him go from being this solopreneur to, and then jumping into, like, I'm going to trust this guy, Brady, to take over my business and run it for me while he goes on a 3-month long vacation. I mean, it was a working vacation, but still, he left the country for 3 months so he could focus on his lifestyle and prove a model that you don't have to be in your business all the time, that you can have a team, that you can trust others to scale it with you, to help you with that process. And as it turns out, it worked pretty well. I watched him, you know, I got all the updates, you know, I stopped in and visited his cats, you know, and like watched these and got to see the smiles and the laughter from him, his wife, as they travel and live the lifestyle that they set out to create.
Mm, that's a really great example. Thanks for sharing that. And what can we look forward to in the near future from you? What's coming up?
Well, we're super excited about the fall. And the reason is because we're doing something we haven't done in a long time, which is teach a program around how to do, like, how to actually focus on running events, like how to help people. There's a lot of people running events out there in the world, and they're not necessarily all doing great. And so we've actually started doing all the work to teach what we do, and we do it very effectively. So between that and getting ready for the winter season, which, you know, that's the business part of it. And then the personal side of it for me is I love the winter when the water gets cold again. I'm a big fan of getting in cold water. I do a lot of cold water training, and I'm big into CrossFit, and I do a lot of athletics. So for me, the cold season is the best season because I can jump into the water and refresh my body, refresh my mind, and I feel really crisp when we're doing all of our traveling. So I'm just looking, I love the fall cycle. It's one of my favorites.
Wow, sounds great. Brady, do you have a free gift for our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we often do is people ask us, how do you create and sell online courses? What are the things that we need to do so? And to make it very simple, all the tools of tech, we spent about $50,000 buying all the wrong things, the wrong software, the wrong microphones, the wrong cameras. I mean, we bought all the wrong, and we compiled what we found was working, what was right, and put it into a fantastic ebook called The Ultimate Toolbox. You can find that at ultimatecourseformula.com/ultimate-toolbox. And if you go there, it's a list. It's all the links, everything you need to find all the tools you need to create and sell your courses really fast.
Sounds great. And how can listeners learn more about you and follow you?
Well, the easiest way to do that is, you can find me on LinkedIn or Facebook under The Brady Patterson. It's the only ones that were available. And I thought it was kind of funny. And you can find us either ultimatecourseformula.com or ultimatewebinarfunnel.com.
Sounds great. Brady, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau and sharing your insights.
Thank you very much, David. I appreciate it.
When you visit the Smashing the Plateau website at smashingtheplateau.com, you'll find a summary of each episode along with the links we mention on the show. Today, we discussed how collaborating can benefit solopreneurs, what it takes for a knowledgepreneur to generate cash, and how to turn your promotional activities into paying clients. We've produced over 400 episodes of plateau-smashing discussions with top business leaders. We want to hear from you. Send me your questions and comments directly. That's david@smashingtheplateau.com. Please share this episode with friends and colleagues to help them smash the plateau. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. I'll see you on our next episode.